Do I think she got the message? Yes. Maybe. What message did you want her to get? That you're taken. Yeah. No, nothing's wrong. I'm just, She wasn't quite what I expected. This rabid girl that's after you. Well, you made her sound rabid. Okay, you didn't. I think she definitely got the message that you're... What is this? This. You know what? Never mind. It doesn't matter. It's fine. She definitely got the message. It's not fine. It's. Look, you are my best friend, and I would do anything for you. Anything. I would drink coffee for you. I have drunk coffee for you, and yes, I'm still not over it. But here's the thing. When you asked me to be your fake girlfriend, I. Why would you need a fake girlfriend? You're you. And. I. Ignore me. It's done now. Mission accomplished. She knows that you're... It's just for someone who's interested in you, she didn't seem interested. I mean, she seemed interested, but only in us. Our relationship. She seemed to be, Well, the word cheerleader comes to mind. Just a tiny little bit. Actually, more than just a tiny little bit. She seemed really into it. Really, really... She was fangirling. She was fangirling us. She was. She was. She was looking at us like we were her one true pair. One true pair. What's a one true pair? Nothing. I don't write fanfic. I don't know what you're talking about. But I thought she would be more put out, because I would be put out if I was interested in you and I saw you with a girl and you were all, you know, huggy. I would be put out. I would be really put out. I am put out on the daily when I mean, I'm not put out. Why would I be put out? I don't know what you're talking about. Like the fanfic, it doesn't happen. Ever. So, yeah, mission accomplished. She thinks that we're dating. And she's super happy about it. Super happy. Made up. Why would she be made up? Why? Why would she be happy that you're dating me? When the whole point is that she should be unhappy because she wants to be with you. But I don't think she does. Which I don't get either, because you are you. And why wouldn't she want to be with you? Maybe this is a double bluff. Maybe she's really, really sneaky. No, she's really nice. She's really, really, really nice. Just abnormally nice. Not abnormally nice. It's just... I was prepared not to like her. Because... Well, I mean... I have no reason not to like her. I'm not jealous. Because I have no reason to be jealous. Because, I'm your fake girlfriend. So, obviously... There is no reason for jealousy. So, Yeah, so... I mean, she wasn't upset. She wasn't put out. She was happy. She was going, oh! Like, actually going, oh! With heart eyes. Heart eyes! She literally had heart eyes. She saw you with me and was happy. Why? The whole point of me being your fake girlfriend is to scare her off, to have a word to say, no, keep your hussy hands off. Mine. Obviously, I didn't do that because she was nice. And that's a bit confusing. Actually, this whole thing is confusing. I am confused. Because you don't need a fake girlfriend. You could have any girl you want because you are. I mean, have you seen you? Have you seen you? I mean, obviously you've seen you because you've looked in the mirror. You are hot. And I mean, you're really hot. Sometimes when I look at you, it's like staring at the sun. You are just incandescent. And you're smart and you're funny, but not dumb funny. Well, you are a little bit dumb funny, but in a good way, but you're also sarcastic funny and you're funny. And you don't need a fake girlfriend because you could get a girlfriend because you are you. And every girl wants to be with you. Every girl wants to be with you. Well, obviously, I'm not every girl. I am your best friend. And that means I'm your friend, which means it's different. It is. It's very, very, very different. I'm not jealous. Not jealous. I want you to be happy. I want you to get a girlfriend. I do. I mean, that sounds like I'm trying to convince myself, but I'm not. I do want you to be happy. It's just seeing you with a girl. Yeah. Why did you need a fake girlfriend? And why did it have to be me? I mean, why me? Because I don't think you quite understand. Not that it was difficult. This was not difficult. I mean, this, not that I want to be your girlfriend. Not that I am your girlfriend. It's not that I want to be your pretend girlfriend. It's because I want to be your girlfriend. Not your girlfriend, but your girlfriend. I'm your friend who is a girl. And pretending to be your girlfriend, it's what friends do. So I did that. And now I'm very confused. I'm very, very, very confused. And I'm... you were really... I mean... I thought it would be awkward, but it wasn't awkward. And I mean, that's great. It's great that it wasn't awkward, but it's also not great that it wasn't awkward because now I am thinking about it not being awkward. And that makes me think that it wouldn't be awkward. But it has to be awkward because that's the only thing stopping me from... So I'm not jealous. I mean, when I heard that there was a girl who was super into you and wanted to be your girlfriend, I wasn't jealous. Why would I be? I mean, a tiny, incy-wincy bit jealous. Just not jealous, more envious. Just a little bit envious. I was jealous. I was so jealous. How dare she? How dare she appreciate you like that? What I mean by that is, you know, you could say anything at any time and I could stop talking. Why would you want me to stop talking when it's just getting interesting? Oh, it's interesting. It's, that's not the word I was going to use, but interesting. So, I was jealous. Because as your best friend, I've got used to a certain amount of time with you. And if you have a girlfriend, I'll get less time. And that's why I'm jealous. That totally makes sense. Yes. And that makes sense because that is the truth. That is why I was jealous. And she was lovely. She was lovely and gorgeous. Why wouldn't you want her to... I mean, I know... Well, it doesn't tally. What you said... and well, she isn't what I thought she would be. She wasn't rabid. I mean, she was a little bit rabid fangirly, if you know what I mean. What do I mean? Well, when you held my hand, she went, and that is that and then when you leaned in to kiss me, she went, oh, and that I mean, I get it, I totally get it, because I was doing that at all. No, me, no, at all, no. So I don't get it. I don't know why she did that, but it was very fangirly, and if I didn't know better, I would say that she actually wanted us to be, you know, that she but obviously she wasn't, because but she was, and that doesn't make any sense, because you wanted me to be your fake girlfriend so she wouldn't, but she does. And I mean, why wouldn't she? Because, I mean, I'm confusing myself at this point. What I'm trying to say is, she wasn't interested in you, which I don't get, but I mean, she wasn't interested in you. She just, she was just happy to see us together. And I mean, really happy, you know. Oh, you know, just all the stuff I was feeling inside, but she was doing it not inside. And, I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going to be, I mean, being your girlfriend. I mean, your fake girlfriend. Fake, pretend, fake. I need to remember that. I need to remember. Those words are important. Fake girlfriend, pretend girlfriend, not actual girlfriend. It was going to be hard. But having her to distract me was going to be distracting, and I wasn't going to obsess about how your hand felt when it held mine, or how good you smell, or how soft your lips are, and I wasn't going to get caught up. I was just going to be your fake girlfriend. Fake. Pretend. Remember these words. And it was going to be fine. But she wasn't. And it wasn't fine. I mean, it was fine. It was absolutely fine. It's totally fine. It wasn't fine because I need to stop talking. Yes, I do. I need to stop talking. I need to stop talking, because if I keep talking, I'm going to say something and it's going to get really, really awkward. Even though it was already meant to be awkward, this was meant to be horrible. It was meant to be cringe. It was meant to be so... but it's not. It's easy and natural and wonderful, and... when you hold my hand, when you kiss me, when you put your arms around me, it's so, so good. It's so good, and I want more, but fake, pretend, girlfriend, pretend. But I want it to be, I want it to be over, and it is, so yay. Only it's not yay. It's really, really far from being yay. This is... I knew this was a bad idea. I knew that this would be messy and awkward, but it wasn't messy and it wasn't awkward, and now it's just, I've had a taste of being your girlfriend. Fake, pretend, oh fuck it. I've had a taste of being your girlfriend. I liked it. Of course I liked it, because I love you. As a friend. As not a friend. As slightly more than a friend. A lot more than a friend. I'm in love with you. Fine. I'm in love with you. I am stupid in love with you, and I want to be your girlfriend, and... Sorry, what? No. What? Sorry, no, what? Yes, no, what? No. Yes? No. No. I mean, yes. No. Yes? Yes? But I'm your fake girlfriend. Would I like to be your non-fake girlfriend? When you say non-fake, do you mean the real? As in, this is my girlfriend. Have you met my girlfriend? Ooh, where's my girlfriend? There she is. That's my girlfriend. I'm your girlfriend. Real. Not fake. Not pretend. Me, your girlfriend. Not a friend who is a girl, but girlfriend. One word. No space. Just one word. Girlfriend. With hand-holding and hugs and kissing. Lots and lots of kissing. Please, please, kissing. Just give me a second. I mean, so I'm your girlfriend now. I'm your girlfriend. Your girlfriend. No space. Girlfriend. So you like me? You don't like? You love me? 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 Just give me one second. I'm just... See, this is kind of making sense. I mean, it didn't before. It didn't make sense because she was nice. And she was not jealous. And I mean, she should be jealous because she... Did you set me up? You did, didn't you? This was a setup. You set me up. You set me up. And she looked happy because she was happy. She's our fangirl. We're her one true pair. She's writing fanfic about us. She writes fanfic about us, doesn't she? What's fa- No, I don't know what you talk about. I would write fanfic about us. You're in love with me. You're in love with me. And I'm in love with you. And this was a setup. This was a setup. How did I miss that? How did I miss that? I've used this plot. This is my favorite plot. This is a trope. Wow. She isn't actually writing fanfic about us, is she? Is she? Maybe. Does she need an editor? An editor? What? So, you're in love with me, and I'm in love with you, and I'm your girlfriend? Well, I just thought if I was your girlfriend, you'd be holding my hand!
Oh my god, you're holding
me! So, that wasn't me, that was her. She made that noise. She definitely made that. Oh my god! Okay, that might have been me, just a little bit. Can I write fanfic about us? I mean, I won't. I mean, I'm a little overwhelmed. So, I'm your girlfriend. What? Well, darling, you can have anything apart from reading my fanfic. No. Maybe. Maybe. No, maybe. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me with... Please look at me like that. So I'm your girlfriend, and this tropey, stereotypical setup actually worked. Thank fuck. Is that why you were so nervous? Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. Yeah. Now would be the perfect time for a first kiss. Darling, just look over there. No. Look. Can you see her? She's watching us. She's got a notebook. She's making notes. She is totally making notes. We are her one true pair. We are her one true pair. I mean, it's understandable, obviously, but maybe we can have our first kiss somewhere else. It's just it's our first kiss, and I mean, she's lovely. She's really nice. It's just it's our first kiss. Oh, thank you. Well, she just stomped her foot. That is one serious fangirl. Oh, she doesn't look happy. Oh no, wait, what's that on her t-shirt? No. Her t-shirt. Oh, I love you too. No, you cannot distract me like that. Her t. Oh, I love you. What t-shirt? What? That, no, that's not fair.